Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 725 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Brian.
Hi, Pat. My name is Brian Miller, and I have a ministry coaching website at coachingclarity.org. Every weekday morning, I try to listen to Ask Pat on the short drive to work. One, for the information, but more importantly, for the positive attitude, which is contagious. My question is about how to distribute a video class I'd like to sell. I know there are various sites like Wistia, Vimeo, and YouTube, and I don't want to use a site like Udemy. I want more control than that. The heart of my question is, how do I give the buyer access to my video series? It seems like if there was one common password, it could easily be compromised. I'm not sure if these video sites are able to handle a membership-style access. I don't really want to host a membership site. I simply want to give the buyer secure access to my video product. I hope you can help, because I look awesome in an Ask Pat t-shirt.
Hey, Brian, thank you so much for the question. Thank you for listening on a regular basis and wishing you all the best of luck with your project. Now, in terms of selling videos, there's a number of different ways to do that. You had mentioned Udemy, and I wouldn't recommend doing Udemy because, like you said, you lose a lot of control on how it's being sold and all those kinds of things. But there are a couple of ways to go about it. You can set up what would essentially be a membership access platform on your website where, like you said, people have to log in, and that is typically secure enough for you to not worry about having it be distributed and all those kinds of things. Like if you were to just hand over the file, you know, they could do whatever they want with it. You don't want to do that, obviously. You don't want to collect a payment and just send a Dropbox link or a link to a Vimeo or even Wistia, even though you can password secure videos on those websites as well, and they're great hosting platforms. In terms of videos that you sell, I wouldn't actually recommend that. So we're going to steer away from that. There are two options. The membership platform that you can create on your own website, giving you the most control, would be using a WordPress plugin or some type of plugin like Zippy Courses or WP Wishlist, which is essentially a way for you to simply embed those videos onto your website, and you would need a host for those. So maybe you would use a host like Vimeo or Wistia just to simply host the videos. You don't want to host them on your own website because that's going to eat up a lot of bandwidth. So you want to find some media host like that. I would also recommend Podbean. I use Podbean to host my videos for my video podcast, and it's only $18 a month, which is quite very reasonable, actually. But anyway, you would create pages on your website that would then be hidden and only given access to people who pay. And they would log in and then have access to those pages after having paid. So those plugins, again, are Zippy Courses, and there's also WP Wishlist. Now, there is another membership kind of course platform that you can use that is similar to Udemy in the way that it looks and it feels, which is great. Udemy is a great platform, but you have total control over it. And this is what I'm using to distribute my courses, which are a mix of video and written content and audio content and lesson plans. And so if you have more than one video that you want to sell and there are perhaps lessons that you want to guide people through, I would recommend using Teachable. You can actually go through my affiliate link at askpat.com/teachable, and you can go there and see what it's like. It's actually really, really cool, and it's all set up for you to just simply drag and drop your videos, upload them, begin to create text, and your course begins to form itself, and they handle all the payments and all that stuff. And the cool thing about them is they host the videos for you too. I actually believe they partnered with Wistia, and so you're using Wistia hosting for free, well, with the payment of Teachable. But there is a processing fee for every student that you get in, and I mean that's kind of the price you pay for using a software as great as that. So again, it's teachable.com or askpat.com/teachable, and that's what I'm using to host my courses that I'm creating as we speak. Actually, the other option is using Gumroad, and Gumroad will, like Teachable, come with a little bit of a payment fee for each transaction, depending on what level you're at. But what's cool about them is if you have one video to sell, and this is mainly for people who have music videos or documentaries or things like that, they love using Gumroad because you upload the file, I believe 16 gigabytes max per video that you upload on Gumroad, but then people can't get access to it unless they pay. And when they do, they click a button and it streams. It's like they don't necessarily get to download it. Although I believe you can give them that option, it streams. It's streaming video. You can give them streaming video rentals too if you have movies or documentaries that you want to give people 7-day rental access to. The Gumroad actually can handle that for you, which is really cool. So again, that's gumroad.com, and they do a very good job of securing and letting only those who purchase be able to see those videos too. So that's another option that you can have. But I think you're heading in the right direction. Keep up the good work, and hopefully those resources will be helpful. I'd recommend just checking those out just to see which one might be right for you and your situation, Brian. So to go over those lists again, that's Zippy Courses and WP Wishlist and Teachable, if you want to kind of host them on your own website and that kind of thing, or if you want to sell them through another company, Gumroad, and have them host it and serve it and be able to handle transactions for you, that would be the way to go. So gumroad.com. So Brian, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. Thank you for everybody who is listening and all the questions that have come in. You know, Brian, because your question was featured on the show, you're going to get an Ask Pat t-shirt just like you wished for. So we're going to send that over to you as soon as we can. And for everybody else listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask just right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Sumendra Singh. He said, "The hustle will never end." There you go. Happy Monday, happy Halloween, and I wish you all the best. See you, in the next episode. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.